Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry's here. KathyPerry.com. Kathy with a K. KathyPerry.com is the website. Kathy, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about social media, which is her beat. Optimizing your videos. Now, let's assume people have YouTube videos. I do. I'm sure you do. A lot of people are doing them. They're easy to do now. You and I were talking about them when they were not easy to do. But now it's fall off a log easy. There's no excuse for not having some YouTube videos. But if you want, you know, sort of like the dog who chased the car and caught it, now that you got him, what do you do with it, right, Kathy?
Well, the big thing to remember is YouTube is the second largest search engine, and there's 1.8 billion active
users.
Most
people don't realize, they don't think of it that way, do they?
No, but it is a huge search engine. And so it becomes important that you have very specific things done on your channel. Number one, making sure you have a channel that is named easily. And when you are uploading a video to YouTube, you want to make sure that it's got keywords that people could find your video. So it needs to be named appropriately, and you want the keywords in your title.
Right.
You want keywords in your description, and you want tags, proper tags in your content. And this helps it optimize so that people can find you, because it is using keywords more so, you know, like obviously with Google, they've gotten away from the keywords in the search, but YouTube is still using that type of
search. So YouTube is using old-fashioned SEO methods?
Yeah, yes, definitely. And you know, the other thing that you can do is to be fully optimized, you also want your videos to be ranking. So you're wanting to make sure that you are finding out or making sure that your videos are getting views. You're paying attention to the watch time and the engagement. Those are things that help your ranking in a YouTube video and optimizing it. And there are tools, analytical tools, that you can use to assist, make sure that you're optimizing your videos appropriately.
And that includes the write-up of the video, the description of the video, but also the back, the making sure you're using the right keywords. This is something you help people with, right? Making sure that they understand how to put those keywords in there and all that.
That's right. And the other thing is, your video should be a part of your overall content strategy. So you don't want to just throw up any old video that doesn't flow in your content strategy.
Right.
You really want to look at it. And, you know, maybe you're trying to target a certain audience with certain messages about a product or a service. You want to put that together maybe in a series or a campaign and
right.
have it be an important part. Because, you know, everybody wants a video today. People have the shortest attention span ever.
Well, there's so much about what people learn how to do. I mean, I use it myself. I go, if I'm doing some research on like some construction method that's something to do with some real estate, I'll go find how people are building those, how they connect, How could they connect the parts? What's new? What's new and more efficient than what we've used to do? And I use those things all the time.
How-to videos are so watched.
And if you have that kind of a business, you need to be doing how-to visit videos.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I mean, I see little bitty podunk companies out in Podunk America with a million views on one of their videos.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and really, when you think about that exposure, you're getting so much more exposure.
Yeah.
But you can use those videos all throughout your social media.
Be sure to put your contact information in your videos. Please do that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Kathy, thank you for being here. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
Thank you, Jim. Sorry.
So, always a pleasure. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, isn't she? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.